are you?
I'm well, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great here on a Friday morning. A nice fall morning it is. And Amber, well, it's mid-October and Medicare open enrollment is here. A lot for some people to digest here, Amber.
Absolutely. Not only is it just the prescription plans that they can change, but really they can change their whole Medicare landscape. It can be very confusing. So just be sure. We just want to remind people. I know there's been a variety of things out there. We've been involved in some things at the pharmacy. Just make sure you talk to somebody who knows what's going on before you make any changes, because a lot of times people will make changes and don't really intend to make changes. So as far as the prescription landscape goes, there are quite a few changes this year. We're going to see a change in the deductible for most plans. We are also seeing some plans consolidate. We're seeing some premiums go up. We're seeing some premiums go down. So it just kind of depends on which particular plan you have, which particular overall Medicare picture you have. And so just want to remind people, we do help people at the pharmacy take a look at things. We can sit down with you, make sure your meds are covered or going to still be covered going into the new year. And just want everybody to take the time and educate themselves.
Yeah, and there is some educating to be done. And if people need a little bit of help to look over all of the options, then options are aplenty out there with this, Amber. Do you recommend folks making an appointment with you and your staff?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. Right now we are just trying to get our list together. We'll begin calling people the first of next week to get those appointments scheduled. But definitely give us a call. Get us on the list. If you don't call us this week, we'll just probably schedule you when you do call, if you call us next week. So we do have until December 7th to make those final changes. So we do have some time. But every year it does get wild and kind of crazy around this time for anybody who's involved with Medicare. So just want to make sure we get everybody taken care of.
Well, it does. And there's a lot of branches on this tree, that is for sure. And Amber, you and your staff, you have to do a lot of educating of yourselves with this process, too, because things change all the time, don't they?
They sure do. And I'll be honest, that's why I don't start scheduling appointments on October 15th. There's usually some changes within the system that we use. I just don't want to mislead anybody with any information. I like to kind of educate myself first to make sure that when we then are visiting with people, we know what we're talking about, Ron.
Yeah, that's important. Very important when it comes to all of this. But, yeah, get a hold of Amber and the professionals at Hague Pharmacy. They are here to help you. Well, Amber, let's get a pie update here.
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about this, and we do have four participants again this year and trustee volunteers that are willing to take that pie in the face at the end of our campaign period, if you will. Of course, I every year volunteer my face to do so. Our United Way coordinator, Deb Madsen, a lot of our patients know her as the shoe lady. She always volunteers her face. Our longtime technician, Beth Leva, usually volunteers every year. She likes to have a good time with that, so Beth will be out there. And then for the first time, all of you kind of know our delivery driver, Clayton, if you get deliveries. He is new to our company in the past year. And he is ready to rock and roll. In fact, I think at this point, he is ahead. He is soliciting donations for a pie in his face. So he's a great, great team member and has a lot of energy. So just want to remind people, if you're coming by the pharmacy or even just want to stop by, give us your loose change. All of the proceeds for this go to the United Way of the Flint Hills. Whoever has the most donations in their bucket at the end of our campaign period, which usually goes through the end of October, will definitely get a pie in their face.
We can't wait. Keep us updated, Amber.
Sounds great, Ron.
All right, good to talk to you. Have a good weekend, Amber.
You too. Thanks, everybody.
That is Amber Hague, owner, pharmacist, Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th, Hague Pharmacy. KVOE Live and Local 751, 48 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Carol Strickland. Mark Schreiber delivers for Emporia. He fully funded our K-12.